Welcome to Business Education Podcast here in Orod Branding Studio. Hello to you all, dear merchants. One question that often arises, especially for those who haven't been active in e-commerce before and now intend to engage in it, is that what product should they work on? Well, when you collaborate with Orod Branding, you have no limitations on choosing a product. You can choose any product you like and work on it to achieve profit and success. Some people think that if they work on all products, their target customers will be larger and financially it will be better for them, naturally leading to higher profit. People with a bit more experience know very well that working on all products is almost meaningless and not feasible. You should ideally focus on one, two, or three products and specialize in them to generate income. Choosing one or two products might be challenging, and there's always something in the back of your mind, subconsciously bothering us. That is, we have a plethora of products, so we'll have a plethora of businesses. And we'll lose a significant amount of money if we work only on one or two of them. This concern will always accompany you. Orod Branding Company, knowing this and having no intention of losing any opportunity in any country, offers you a solution for this issue. You can make money from your businesses in two ways. You can trade in a couple of products. For example, you might choose to focus on dates and tomato paste in the food industry and generate income from them. Now, what would your market share be in the tiles and ceramic industry of your country? What about the office furniture market? If you decide to work on those products as well, negotiate with their customers and generate income from them too, your job will be very, very difficult. To succeed and trade on a product, you need to master negotiation skills, understand its specializations, be aware of your country's capacities and potentials in that product, then approach the industry leaders, negotiate with them, persuade them, and then start working with them. Well, it's practically impossible for you to be proficient in 50 or 100 products. It's a lofty goal and not executable. So, what should we do? How can we make money from all these products groups? You can categorize the products into two groups. The first group, we call it your own products that you want to directly engage with and generate income from. And the second groups from which you can indirectly earn money. Let me explain further. Let's say you choose dates as your main product to work on. Naturally, you become an expert in this product. You learn about the technical aspects, packaging, quality, pricing, different types in your country, prices of this product in Orod Branding, customs, tariffs, and all related matters. You negotiate with your customers. You arrange to visit Iran if necessary, prepare sample for your customers, and you do many other tasks. So, this becomes the product on which you conduct your business. I recommend not exceeding two or three products because, as I emphasize, if you have too many products, your expertise and mastery over each product diminish, resulting in weakened trust and negotiation abilities, and you won't achieve the desired results. But what about other products? You can work on other products in two ways. Firstly, you can gather information and data about those products and send them to us. What does that mean? Suppose you are directly working on products like date and raisin. So you do not engage in the tiled and ceramic industry. Then you send us general information about business people in the tile and ceramic industry. In this way, you gain a scores, meaning that you participate and collaborate with Arad Branding, and subsequently we impact on your branding. Additionally, if a deal happens as a result, you'll receive a percentage. Even though you are not an expert in or haven't worked on that product before, it allows you to profit from a product you are not directly involved with. Secondly, you can negotiate with business people in industries that you do not want to work on. Even if the product is not your main one, you can engage in some preliminary and introductory negotiations. What does this mean? A very beginning negotiation. You may ask, to what extent? The answer is, to the extent that you introduce yourself as a representative of Arad Branding and tell them, I give your contact number to the relevant person in that industry, such as a tile and ceramic expert, so they can get in touch with you. And if someone messages you and says they're from Arad Branding, you please confirm it. But you mention Arad Branding to that person in the industry, now they know they've been referred to us by a representative. The subsequent actions, such as trust-building discussions, financial issues, and advancing negotiations, become much easier. And you here, your percentage increases because your influence has been greater and our both capacities have expanded significantly. So you can also use this method. For any question that business people or merchants ask, you can give a very simple answer to them. Look, I'm not an expert in this product, and you should talk to the expert. And you say, I'm just a representative of Arad Branding. You can easily convince the customers not to expect answers from you and to communicate comfortably with our experts and our colleague. As a result, you have earned income from all the models and capacities. The concern, stress, and discomfort of losing some money will disappear, and you can easily capitalize on all the potentials, capacities, and structures available to you to generate income and improve your structure and income. I hope you engage in a lot of activities, take this opportunity seriously, and easily achieve the thousands of dollars of income that you envisioned on the first day. Thank you for listening to episode of Arad Branding Podcast. Be successful and prosperous.